The mysterious secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium is back for season two. Jermaine Clement from Flight of Conchords returns of Lord Joseph Banks with all new adventures in season two. In the new season, we rejoin the crew of the Fortitude on their quest to find the source of all pleasure in the world, called one of the best scripted podcasts by AV Club. Uncle Bertie is a hilarious comedy adventure in the tradition of a Monty Python. Find out more here in episode for free at UncleBertie.com. UncleBertie.com.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
That's Little Mary Holland. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Christmas special of Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. That was Little Mary Holland. Kevin Dorf.
Merry
Horatio
Christmas.
Sands.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And our special featured guest, Colleen Green. Welcome to the show, Colleen.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to use my real voice now. Colleen, what a treat to have you here. I'm a big fan. We've had many musicians here, but like I was saying to Brett, this may be one of our most rocking. Not me, electric guitars.
Yeah,
here.
Sounds great at soundcheck.
I can't wait. But what we do, folks, is she's going to play a song, and then we'll probably do one or two scenes off of that song. Sometimes we'll ask her about a lyric. Sometimes we'll just launch right into a scene. We'll see what happens. But, Colleen, what are we going to start with?
Let's start with Here It Comes.
All right.
I'm nervous because I have to follow that rendition of
You know
Town
what?
Of Bethlehem,
I don't blame you for being nervous. But look, you know, we have different styles.
Thank you. These are different bus lines?
Yeah.
The 2 and the 4 Los Angeles. Both go to the beach.
Yeah.
They both
And
get
the 704.
There.
Yeah, I used to live on the west side for a really long time, so I was always taking those buses back and forth.
The 704 goes to the beach as well?
Yep. Yeah, it goes all the way down Santa Monica and Sunset.
Uh-huh.
I like that there's truth in your lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's information in there. If you need to know how to rep the beach.
Is that song done? Is it just completely written?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's too late for a verse about the 704 because it's a little quicker.
We could do an extended cut.
You think there could have been better travel advice?
I was liking what I was hearing. And I was just like, well, wait a minute. 2 and 4 are both good, but wouldn't an express bus be
They're
better?
Local. Yeah.
You kind of need some detail. You can't just say, Waze told me to go.
Right.
That way.
Yeah, right. There's construction on Santa Monica.
How do you get on to the buses?
Sunset's faster
this time
of day.
Where are the bus stops? You know, there's not a bus stop every block. Where do the bus stops happen? I don't know how to get on it.
You know, years ago, I mean, when I was writing music, I wrote a song about, you know, taking the bus to see, you know, my girl. And I think the song kind of got away with me because I really got caught up in the details of the bus system, and you know, and I, as a, and of course the whole girl thing just went away. So by the bridge, I was already gone.
If I remember right, and we cut to him in the recording session, and it's your song, Kevin. I'm just the guy who records it, but
that one felt right.
I thought there was too much what I would call banter at the top of the song where you're dickering over the bus fare.
Oh.
And saying if my card was punched twice, you lost me.
You know, there's probably a quicker way to get to it, I think. I should just, you know what I'll do? I think I can fix it. I'll just talk about the student fare because that's easy.
Why don't you just go,
I
got a bus pass, and then we'll get it.
Hold on, though. Back up. I think if I go into the student fare thing, that structure is a lot easier to understand because during the school year, that student fare is half off. Everyone gets that.
So right, but then you said something about the holidays.
What if people are listening in Christmas? You know.
Andy's got a good point.
And that wasn't even my point, but I think there should be less explanation, not more.
Were you thinking maybe did it feel like holiday?
Did you ever explain that there's different hours during the holidays?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I didn't. And so I'll just make a quick note of that.
So you wrote a song for me?
I hope you like
it. Oh, my God. This is so romantic. I've always
put on these earphones.
Okay. I'm putting on my earphones.
And hold on, I'll just we transferred it to cassette, so I'm going to put it in your Walkman.
Oh, that seems like more work.
Well, we don't have better technology.
I mean, I haven't really used this in, I don't know, 20 years. Whoa. Oh, whoops. Oh,
yeah,
press forward.
Just press play.
We figured out that a 20-year-old cassette is the best way to listen to music.
This is my home.
Andy.
Oh, I'm
Andy.
Sorry. I come with my bro wherever he goes.
Well, this is a private residence, but since you're
Hey, congratulations. This blooming kind of thing that's going on is groovy with me.
Thank you, Andy.
Blooming kind of thing.
Yeah, this love that's blooming before
I. Thought he, you know, gestured to me as a woman, and I wasn't sure.
Well,
dude.
Andy. You should check out the patio.
Oh, yeah. I don't have one of those, so I'll go check it out.
Yeah, we did just repaint it. Oh, just stomping.
He's a heavy walker.
Yeah. Okay,
he's a great guy. He helped me record the record.
That's great.
And everything, Mary. You know what? I put so much. I know it was crazy for a couple of days, but I was in the studio
the whole time.
Like, I was tearing my hair.
That's so Well, it's the
I think
patio.
You found the pool.
Yeah. That's so interesting. The pool is just like 2 steps down from the patio, so I don't know where he was falling from.
He'll probably be fine.
Okay, I hope so.
Ding dong.
Oops. Hello?
Hi, Mary. I'm your downstairs neighbor.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
I don't even know if we should call each other neighbors. Someone from your patio just pissed down to my patio, and then I had to burn them with an iron.
Oh, you what? Why did you have to burn them with an iron?
Oh, that's the part of the story you have a problem with?
Yeah, that's kind of an insane reaction, Jessica.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's insane is using my patio as a toilet.
Look, I'll try to get Andy. Wait a minute. And where is Andy right now? Is he in the pool? Is he burned somewhere?
He jumped over me into the pool.
Ugh. Well,
we cut back to the studio. And it's a new tune. It's called Jessica.
Oh, good. No longer about bus trips, right?
Well, this one is surprisingly, actually, I know no one's going to believe me, but Andy can back me up. Jessica lives in the same building Mary lived in, so I do take the same bus to see her now.
Right. Do you mention that my pubes were singed?
Oh, you know what?
In the song?
Quick note of that. Yeah. There was a thing when I broke up with Mary after I played her this song. Well, it was a mutual thing. Anyway, I met her neighbor because Andy fell in the pool.
Okay, that's not hilarious. It's not important to me. But you're saying it's the exact same lyrics because they both live in the same building?
No, it's totally two different women. Believe me, Jessica is a very wow. She's a very different person. Very lovely.
I can vouch for that. Yeah.
So this is about how her personality, not it's about trip to her.
You know what? If it's about anything, it's about how can two very different women, two very different people, mm-hmm. live essentially on the same route. I mean, you remember we took the 234.
When you first played this for me, I was like, what is up? It took me 3 days to realize it was a different song, first off.
Yeah, no lie, right? Because we both got
so they do have the same lyrics because it's the same route to her house, right?
When I was learning it, it seemed like the same thing.
Am I guessing that in the final stanza, you take the steps up, take a flight upstairs, and that's the only difference?
Yeah, there's a coda, though, now about don't go out on the patio.
Just based on my experience.
Yeah, that's an Andy thing, kind of. It's okay. It's a riff.
How long is this song?
Radio length, 8 minutes and 45 seconds, I think.
Excuse me. Hi. I wanted to purchase a ticket for a flight.
Sure.
And, I'm not totally sure of the destination, but I just need to get back to my baby.
Okay.
So
your child or a loved one or boyfriend?
No, like a boyfriend.
Oh, that's
sweet. I just need to get back to my baby. So.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Where does your baby reside?
I don't know. I just got to get back to my baby. So you got to help me out. Figure out where that is.
Where did he come from the first time?
He was in Delaware for a while.
Okay.
But then I don't know. He sort of roams around a lot. But I just really need to get back to my baby. So whatever we can do. Do you have a baby? Where do you go when you see your baby?
We usually go to Arclight.
I'm sorry. It looks like you guys are chit-chatting. I really need to get a ticket. I'm trying to get back to my honey pie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm trying to get back to my baby.
Oh, well, we're a little more serious than baby. We're on the honey pie. So do you have any tickets left?
We do. We do have like 4 tickets left.
Great.
Only 2 left.
Wait a minute. You put up so much resistance to me, and you're helping the honey pie
honey
guy.
Honey pie is serious.
Seems like a more serious situation.
You're going out. Baby's something you call a waitress. Hey, baby, can we get that fucking bill?
can I have your last name, sir?
Hey, baby, which way is the subway? That's something you say to anybody, but honey pie.
You should be asking, may I please have the check? You shouldn't be screaming, hey, baby, can I get the fucking
even in a
bill?
Diner?
Even in a diner.
Oh, come on, they would like to be talked that way.
May I step here to the counter?
Hello, sir. How may I help you?
I got to catch the first thing smoking to get back to my woman.
Okay.
Okay, whoa. Then I trump that, right?
Humans, one of my favorite sponsors, Squarespace. You got New Year's resolutions. You must. And you're like, I'm going to start doing XYZ. I don't know if it's a business, an interest, something. If you don't, you should. Get on, do something beyond just commenting on Yelp reviews and criticizing YouTube videos. You got to make something. You know what I'm saying? Don't just react to other people's stuff. Have your own thing. in your own interest. Have a place for it. Squarespace provides an easy place to do that. I should make a Squarespace for our new project, Brett. I can't reveal what it's called or someone will steal it from me before I set it up.
Did we just reveal it in a Squarespace ad?
Kinda. Big project coming out. I will definitely make a Squarespace for it. That's all the info I can give on this project, or you'll figure it out and steal my Squarespace. But why am I doing that? Because I want people to find out information about it. I want people to possibly buy it. I don't know what platform we're going to sell it on yet, Brett. We haven't discussed that, but it at least can be advertised on this Squarespace and people find out about it. Are you kidding me? Do you hear this? I want this in the Squarespace ad. Every time... This fire alarm is the fire alarm that cried wolf because we don't know earwolf because we don't know whether to believe it anymore. My guess is no. So whether you're starting a fire alarm, a business, a change in careers, use Squarespace award-winning templates, and you want to use it because they support this show. Start your free trial today, squarespace.com. Enter offer code IMPROV, I-M-P-R-O-V, so they know that I sent you. Maddie B, get 10% off your first purchase. Get your interest on the web today.
Let's listen to another song.
Colleen, what else do you have for us? That was a great song. What's next?
Maybe disco.
All right.
Yeah, right. Another song.
Did your friends want to go to the disco and they wouldn't let you go with them? What happened?
No, they were all like, oh, we're going to the disco. And I was like, I don't want to go to the disco.
What's the disco? Like nightclubs? They went to dance to like rave electronica type music? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm playing songs that are on this new-ish EP that I put out that is all inspired by the Ramones. Oh. It's like basically a Ramones ripoff. That's like the idea.
Okay.
So the Ramones, you know, they're always talking about kids going to the disco and stuff. It's like, it's old shit.
Uh-huh. And it's also, you don't want to go.
The discotheque?
It's a very Ramones thing to not want to do.
Yeah.
Well, because they always want to do something or don't want to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no middle. There's no middle with them.
No, it's just what they
want to
do.
Want to. They want to.
Don't. Even their Christmas song is "I don't want to fight." Like they even worked it into their Christmas song. Mm-hmm. That's how much they do and don't want to do.
And what is it about the disco? What were some of the lyrics of, like, they people talk about things? And you don't know, like, what they're talking about, or what were some of the things you said about, like, what happens at the disco that you don't like?
It's kind of just like how, like, I don't know, it's like people all doing the same shit
right
all the time, and like it's like them and then like you, and like, you know, they like feeling like you don't fit in, and maybe with like a certain type of people or a certain group of people, and it's like, oh, they always, like, they always say the right shit, like they always know,
right,
they always have the right clothes, like they always know what to do, you know. It's like, how do they know? I don't know.
Hey, Mary, my mom said that I should ask you if you wanted to go to disco with all of us tonight.
Your mom told you to invite me?
She said it'd be nice to invite you. We always see you sitting out on the steps. Everybody's going to disco tonight.
Oh.
Do you want to go? They're dropping Disco Duck. Rick D's Disco Duck's coming out tonight.
You know, normally I feel like my answer would be, I don't want to go. But tonight, I kind of want to try it out and see if I can fit in with you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You really going to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go to the disco. I'll go with you guys to the disco.
Where the hell do you think you're going, young lady?
Dad, this is my friend.
Hello, young man.
Hi, I live across the street.
Hold on. I'm going to tie my robe. I didn't know there was someone out here.
You should tie your robe all the time anyway.
Would you get off my back, Linda?
I wish you'd get off my back.
These are my parents. He invited me to go to the disco tonight, and I'd like to go.
Oh.
If that's
Rick D's is dropping Disco Duck. Everybody's pretty excited.
I don't know what any of that means, but I really want to be there for it.
I can tell you, I don't like the sound of it.
Dad, come on. What?
Here's $20 in case he tries anything.
How will this help me?
You'll know what
give
to do
him
with
money
it
if he tries something?
You'll know what to do. You know what? You've got a good head on your shoulders. Here's $20 more.
Whoa, okay.
In case he doesn't try anything.
Okay, wait.
I know you'll make the right decision.
All right, Dad.
And use protection if you're going to hook up with Rick D's.
I don't think.
Linda, why don't you just get off her back?
That's an option.
We don't want another child in this house.
All right. So when are you guys going? Can I go with you now?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
We cut to the Volkswagen Bug. Top down.
Wow, cool.
Hey guys,
car.
I got one more.
Oh.
Hey, what's
this
up?
This is Mary from across the street.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. Hi. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Wow, you're talking.
She's gonna go to the disco with us tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna come with you guys. Although
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great,
thanks. I mean, you guys are all wearing really cool outfits.
Yeah, don't worry that you don't have disco clothes.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I really don't. I'm just wearing
walking clothes
and walking shoes. These aren't disco clothes.
It's okay.
How did you get? Okay. How do you know what to wear to a disco? I don't know how you guys just know how to do all this stuff.
I don't know. Watch Soul Train, I guess.
Soul Train.
Yeah, I just wear what other people are wearing or doing. If I see anyone doing anything, I imitate it.
Okay.
I like to go on those stores, ask for the shiniest things I can find. And usually it's made out of some kind of rayon or something.
Hey, you look like you're in your 50s. Are you?
I am. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm
Disco knows no ages.
Oh, okay.
This is a real great, great genre we've happened upon.
Well, I really want to, let's go. I'm ready to go disco, right? Is that what you guys say?
I have a pair of pants.
Right, but Mary, I do keep saying Rick Dees is dropping Disco Duck tonight, so everyone's going to be doing the Disco Duck, and it's a specific dance move.
Oh.
So I assumed when I invited you, you knew the dance move.
Yeah.
Just don't screw up our group.
Yeah, no,
we get in lines and do disco moves together.
You know I won't.
Like a line dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a really good chance to imitate people.
It was the Stargaze last week, but it's all Disco Duck this week.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I really plopped down into that back seat. Sorry, guys. Okay, well, I bet I can figure it out.
It is in the lyrics.
The dance moves are in the lyrics?
Yeah, most good dance songs have the moves in the lyrics.
Hey, did you get an advanced copy of Disco Duck or something? Like, I don't know anything about it because it hasn't dropped yet.
Rick Dees was just talking about it a lot, giving the lowdown to all his listeners
today.
There
are a few record stores in the continental United States and Canada where some press releases, copies were given to some stores. So some have listened to it.
We cut to them making their way into the venue, and they're a little bit late, so actually the song has already begun, but they hear...
Oh, God.
Do the disco.
Do the disco.
Do the disco.
Do the disco. I'm trying to keep up.
Imitate.
I can't really. I don't know what everyone's doing. Everyone's just kind of flopping around.
Flap your wings like a duck. Do the disco.
I can't. Oh, man, I can't.
Do the disco duck.
I'm trying to.
Look at that girl. She knows the moves so much, she's making up her own moves.
Yo. Turn off the sound.
Split.
Turn everything off.
Split.
Turn off the lights.
Cartwheel.
Turn off the lights. Welcome to the Disco Cavern, everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Disco Cavern.
Everybody's grooving and feeling good. Okay.
Why'd you turn off the music?
Now, why'd you turn off the music?
Let's put the soul spotlight on that girl with the red checkered shirt. What's her name? Mary, quite contrary.
It's my walking shirt.
Let's put the disco spotlight on Mary.
Oh, no. This is Mary, it's on you. What am I supposed to do? There's no one to imitate.
You were doing your own disco duck moves. Everyone was loving it.
Really?
You took it to the next level. You were at the song level, then you took it to the next level.
It's
a bad idea to do things that other people aren't doing.
She's starting something, don't you see? Someone has to start
split,
these moves.
Split, high five. Split, 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 split, high five. I'm doing it. I'm making up my own dance moves. My dad will never believe it.
I don't believe it.
Dad, no, it was wonderful. I went out there, you know, I've always sort of felt like an outcast. And these popular kids, when I went in there with them, I just started doing my own thing. And they liked that even more. I didn't have to use your $40 in a case of sexual assault.
Thank you. I'll take
it. Yeah.
Her more beautiful older sister walks in the door. Oh, hi.
Oh, hey, Miranda.
You're still up?
Yeah.
Playing nerd video games all night?
No, Miranda, for your information, I was at the disco split, split, high five.
What does that mean?
That's a new dance move that I invented that all my friends love.
That's impossible. Two splits and a high five?
Yeah, watch this. Split, split, high five.
Oh!
Not in the house, you ladies, not in the house.
She's dancing like a whore.
Mary, Mike Douglas is on the phone. He wants you to come do his talk show in Hollywood.
Mike Douglas?
That's impossible.
See, Miranda, I told you that if you're an individual, people like it.
We cut to the Mike Douglas show.
And that's when I said to my sister, I told you if you're an individual, people like it.
Split, split, high five.
That's right, Mr. Douglas.
Can we see this? Now, this is disco or a new kind of dance
this
that is
new...
surpassing disco?
I suppose this is a new kind of dance that's surpassing disco. I call it punk rock.
Let Let's talk some more about that song.
They always know what to say. I was just thinking, I had the guy who bullied me in, what grade would that have been? I guess 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. Yeah.
College.
And then college, skipped to college, got back to me. 4th, 5th, and 6th. He just Facebooked me. He just tried to friend me on Facebook, and I've yet to accept it because I don't know what to think about this.
Yeah.
But he was always, he was good in every fucking sport. He was good looking, got all the ladies. I don't remember being, smooth talker doesn't stick out in my head, but he did, he was just the most popular guy.
I don't think he needed to be a smooth talker with all those other.
But he was like the kind of guy that would be like, I know how to get the free game on the pinball machine by knocking it just like fucking Fonz. Like he just knew how to do everything cool. He shoplifted first. Anytime he would make me cry or about to cry, he would go, what's that old song that goes, da, 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 the rain is gone. What is that?
I can see clearly now.
I can see you go, I guess you go, he'd go like this with his, so with his ring his eyes and go, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone, meaning my tears.
How what would
warped, because that's a really optimistic song. And he's using it to make
he
you
ruined
cry.
It.
But it's just like he's there's a genius to that. Like, oh.
Hey, give me your lunch money. Give me your lunch money right now.
Let me get here.
You are beautiful no matter what they say. Give me your lunch money. What? You are in every single way.
Steve, we're about to have sex and you freak out over the music I'm playing? It's beautiful, dude.
Oh.
And he breaks from this reverie of remembering being bullied.
I don't want to, I don't want to hear, I can't hear that song.
You're making me dry.
God damn it. Here.
What's wrong with you?
That song is a, I didn't even realize it until just now, but it overwhelmed me. I used to get bullied by this.
The Christina Aguilera song?
The beautiful, the one you were playing.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I used to get bullied in the, when I was younger, and
he cuts back to another reverie of him being bullied with that lyric.
Hey, nice shoes.
No, I mean, yes,
nice
they are.
Shoes.
I mean, no.
They look even better if they're tripped.
Ugh. Ow, my foot.
Yeah. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Turn it off. Turn that off. Just turn that off now.
Honey, I'm trying to get laid.
I don't.
What's wrong with you?
Do you have, I just, there's a lot of songs I got bullied. I get bullied a lot. And a lot of them were just really pleasant adult contemporary selections. And that's just the kind of neighborhood we lived in. It was the kind of school I went to.
Okay, you know I have a nice body.
Yeah, body's a wonderland. You know I told you that many times.
Don't say that.
What?
We cut back to her being bullied.
Hey, nice tits.
Oh, thanks.
Your body is wonderland.
Oh, gross.
Fine, give me your lunch money.
Here.
We cut to the auditions for American Idol first year. I'm sorry, even though you are the best singer we've had this year.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but you're lashing out and taking money from all the other contestants.
I don't
you
know.
Just need to sing.
I don't know any other way to sing.
You see, can't sing without bullying?
No, I can't sing about positive things without having something negative to balance it. It's called yin and yang.
Oh, well then maybe sing about something sad or negative.
Okay.
Like you don't bring me flowers?
6 a.m., day after Christmas. I pulled up in the dark. Hey.
I'm not good at singing that. Humans, be a part of Chicago's second city, the Harold Ramis Film School. It's a film school just for comedy. You know, Harold Ramis, in my opinion, maybe the best comedy director of all time. They have a film school in Second City. offers master seminars where students have the opportunity to learn from entertainment professionals. The Harold Ramis Film School deadline to apply for the fall session, February 1st. Only 15 students will be chosen. Whoa! People of all experience levels and backgrounds are encouraged to apply. Scholarships available. RamisFilmSchool.com. R-A-M-I-S. FilmSchool.com. Check it out.
Let's listen to another song.
What else do you got for us?
How many more songs do you want me to play?
Two more?
Two? Okay. I'm saving the best one for last.
Okay.
So, I guess I'll play a song called I Want to Grow Up.
All right.
I saw you have the album right there, so I figured I should, yeah.
Getting in the Ramones kitchen now because they did I Don't Want to Grow Up.
No, that's Descendants.
Oh, but the Ramones covered, didn't they? Oh, they did Wonderful World.
I don't want to grow up.
No, I'm talking about the Randy Newman song. The Ramones covered it. I Don't Want to Grow Up, right?
I don't know about that.
You mean Tom Waits?
Oh, yeah, Tom Waits. Tom Waits song. Right. Tom Waits song. Yeah, the Ramones.
Sorry.
In my bed.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Sands. I've looked over your signing. Kevin's a nice boy, but in layman's terms, what we call this disease, it's sick of being young. He has the references of a man in his 50s. And you might just want to humor him.
I mean, I'm not even in my 50s.
I know.
I get lost when he's talking sometimes. And I'm his father.
I think you have to, if he starts talking about the Nixon administration again, I think you just got to nod your head.
Look, I disagree with him.
No. No? Disagree with him? That's just going to get him.
Agree.
Oh, agree. Right. You want to bring him into the room? Just let's talk to him. Okay, Kevin, you want to step in here?
Hey, man.
Hey, Pop.
Come on in, boy.
How are you? Hey, Doc.
We're good.
I put that robe on the gown thing. I just put it on that chair. Is that okay?
Yeah. We don't need to look you over anymore.
I feel better.
Someone should have taken that from us, but that's fine.
Okay. Is it okay? Can we go home now?
No. We still have to.
We just want to talk a little bit with you, buddy. So, just what are you into these days? What are your hobbies? What are you into?
Like stacking stones.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like to play in the backyard and stuff. I do like to put stones on top of one another. You know, just like not in any, not for any dumb reason. I like to build things. You know.
Okay.
You know, like I don't know, I'm just kind of like works project administration type stuff.
Oh boy, you know, there we go. There we go.
Like, you mean like CCC?
Honey, what is that? What is that you're talking about there?
I'm just talking about Roosevelt's recovery program.
Oh, yes, I agree with
from
that.
From the stock market crash.
I agree with that, honey.
I built a canal system in the backyard, and it was labor intensive, but that was the point.
Okay, let's talk about
it. Created a lot of jobs, I get it. Okay.
Well, created one for me, anyway.
So it's something that he has diagnosed you with, and I don't want you to take it as something negative. So.
Do you ever want to play like superheroes or anything?
Oh,
like the Avengers or?
Like Kennedy. Like John F. Kennedy superheroes? Do you regulate the steel industry?
You mean like Profiles in Courage kind of heroes?
No, yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about.
He was, when the PT-109 sank, he swam to a nearby atoll and saved the lives of his crew. He got a Silver Star for that Navy medal.
Did he really do it?
Oh, yeah. No, he really did it.
Oh, okay.
It was part of the larger operation in the Pacific. You know, a lot of people don't understand the sacrifices that the guys made in the Pacific.
Do you like Justin Bieber or Maddie B. Raps?
What unit were they in?
See what I get
Those
here?
Those are popular. Okay.
This is what I have to deal with every goddamn day.
There's a reason they call it the greatest generation.
Hey, Kevin. Hey. Do you want to come build a sandcastle with us?
Oh, yeah, that'd be really great.
Pretty cool, huh?
Beautiful.
Yeah, we just fill this with sand, and then you empty it right here. And then this could be where, like, I don't know, a princess lives. Who do you think lives in this castle?
Eleanor of Castile.
What?
She was Edward I's wife, and he built a castle for her in Wales.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, come on. It's Carnarvon.
What are you guys playing?
We're playing castles.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Come on over, Maddie B.
Oh, my God. Is your dad Maddie B. Raps?
Yes, I'm Maddie B. Raps Jr.
Maddie B., who do you think lives in this castle we're building?
Oh, probably Ariel.
Yeah.
Yay. Ariel. That's my favorite princess.
The Shakespearean sprite?
Sprite, I like 7-Up.
I like Slice or Squirt.
I like Orange Squirt.
I like Squirt. I like Surge. What kind of soda do you like, Kevin?
My favorite
just
soda.
Like coffee.
Coffee, that's for adults.
Do you have any licorice?
Licorice?
Black licorice? Coffee?
Gummy sharks.
Gummy shit.
You want some gummy sharks?
Oh, it seems kind of juvenile. You know what I'd like is some pipe tobacco.
Oh,
what? Ew, pipe tobacco. Ew. That sounds like butt stuff.
Gross. Not even my parents like that.
Yeah. You know what I have, though?
Do your parents like butt stuff?
No.
It's okay if they do.
Does Maddie B. Raps like butt stuff?
No, he doesn't.
That's what you
just
said.
Don't get that out there.
Well, I'm just saying, if they do, tell them it's okay, because there was a huge Supreme Court decision called Griswold versus Connecticut, and that established everyone's right to do whatever they want with their butt or anything.
And we cut to some parents talking, and he was trying to convince my children. He was bringing up court cases that they couldn't follow, and I just wish he wouldn't do that with my children. I'm not telling you how to raise your kids, but I don't need my kids
honestly,
getting into so-and-so versus so-and-so.
you know, I leave the kid in front of a computer and he sucks all the information out in about 5 minutes. And I hate that he comes up and explains.
You can't put controls on that?
Hip up, computer's empty.
you scoured all of the internet?
It's all gone.
It's all that little head ears?
Yeah.
I don't want any of that history nonsense in my daughter's ears. Okay, Sonny?
Sir, I don't mean any disrespect, but your daughter is very creative. She built a very credible Gothic cathedral out of sand.
What? What did you do?
I don't know anything about Gothic. I just put sand on in a bucket and then I piled it on top of each
Where'd
other.
Where'd you learn to make those arches?
I don't know. It's just a simple...
It's knocks like a down.
Hey, Mom! Jeez!
It's, it's okay if your mom is a dad. There was a Supreme Court case about that, too.
Let's talk some more about that song.
I love that idea that lyric of I want a schedule.
Mm-hmm. I like that one, too.
I love that. That's so specific.
That's the first step to being an adult.
Yes, to have a schedule.
Okay, guys. Now, you're going to be in junior high next year, and that's one of the first steps to being an adult. So now, today we're going to work on making your own schedule. And I asked you all to bring a calendar here. So does everybody get a calendar?
Yes. Yep.
Not one for your phone, but a real calendar.
Yes.
Okay, now let's hear the schedules you worked out for the weekend for yourself as the homework assignment.
Okay. 8 a.m., wake up. 8:10, pick my nose.
Okay, let's stop. Let's stop with wake up. That is not, of all the things, you don't have to schedule that.
What?
Because it's not like you're going to be asleep and see your schedule and go, oh yeah, I have to wake up. That's going to be something you just do naturally. We don't want to clutter your schedule with unnecessary.
So at 8:30, I don't need poop. I should take poop out.
I haven't heard
out.
That yet.
8:30,
don't you
poop.
Just naturally poop around there and you don't want to force it out at 8:30
yeah,
if it
I
comes
do.
At 9?
Au naturel.
Yeah, do be au naturel.
Can I ask what the point is of this exercise?
To be efficient with your life. If we schedule our life, we can be efficient and
all
more adult-like.
All the things that are on her Saturday schedule are all going to happen.
Right, so she didn't have to schedule. Did you put breathe and drink water?
Yeah, every... Yeah. Like, it's actually my calendar is filled up with breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. I don't understand. What's the point of a schedule then? Isn't it a schedule what you do?
You at least don't have to put breathe out every time. Just breathe would work.
Look, I'll make this quick. Friday, third period, don't do schedule exercise. Here you go.
Oh, aren't you clever?
Teresa, you're so clever.
Thank you. I was held back 2 years. I think I got the hang of it now.
I made a calendar out of egg carton.
Okay. The actual calendar wasn't part of the assignment, but all right.
It's an egg carton. Okay. And every month it passes by.
I get it. 30th
moon, I drop a coffee bean in there. And then I know that I live that day.
This calendar is just for the 12 months of the year as represented by a coffee bean and one of the 12 egg slots?
1 month is represented by a coffee bean.
All right. These were for schedule of an everyday, not what month are we on.
Oh, can I have my calendar back real quick?
Sure.
3:15, don't listen to this bullshit. Here you go.
11 a.m., blink.
Still one bean.
How are
Did
we
you
doing?
Put unblink or your eyes closed?
Oh, shoot, you're right. Blink, unblink, blink, unblink, blink, unblink, blink,
unblink. Guys, anyone put, even lunch would have made a little bit of sense.
I did put eat.
Oh,
I put eat
good.
Right here.
Okay, let me look at this. Here. Chew, 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 swallow,
I'm too curious. How did you, what were you like in junior high?
Yeah, what were you like in junior high, Mr. Besser?
National Honor Society would have been right after school.
Ew.
And what's ew about that?
I don't know. It's nerdy.
I don't know where educating yourself is nerdy. And baton practice.
Okay, it's sounding so better.
But Tom,
it's a step up from NHS.
Equestrian club. We draw horses.
Draw horses?
Yes.
You wouldn't ride horses?
No, we weren't interested in that aspect of horses. Just drawing them.
Okay.
See, I had hobbies. And then I would volunteer at the children's hospital.
Whoa, I don't have any hobbies. I just do the basic requirements of living.
And I don't do fuck.
What about you, Horace? Do you have any hobbies?
I like to count the times the moon comes up and goes away. And every 30 or 31 of those, I'll drop a bean right in that hole.
That's all you do?
That's all I do. Patient and persistent.
Is that what you want to do all your life? You think you're going to grow up and make a living, dropping a bean in a hole to represent a month? You think someone's going to pay you for that?
Mr. Besser, you're raising your voice.
Well, I want you to end up being something.
He's flapping his arms like a duck.
He's doing the disco duck. Well, I want to be something too, Mr. Besser. I want to be something too.
You do?
Yeah. I want to exist.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing, is you're just existing.
I have achieved my goal.
The History of Comedy, CNN's new original 8-part series, will explore what makes people laugh, from vaudeville to the hottest recent comedians, movies, and TV shows. The series will dig deep into topics ranging from political humor to slapstick, not only to explore the voices which have made us laugh over the generations, but also to find out what worked about their comedy, how it was relevant, groundbreaking at the time, and how comedy has evolved over the years. Only 3 of these episodes cover me. I thought that I deserved at least 4 episodes of this 8-episode series. But through archival footage, all the new interviews, the comedy legends, luminaries. What's the difference between a luminary and a legend? We might find out. Original comedic material. What's that mean? They're going to have comedy in this history of comedy? Do we deserve that? The History of Comedy premieres February 9th at 10 p.m. Eastern. This is on CNN.
Let's listen to another song.
All right, Colleen, can you give us one more?
Sure. So this is a new song, and it's a holiday song, and it's called Maybe I'll Get Hit by a Car Tonight.
What inspired that song?
I was walking around my neighborhood at night, and I was like thinking about maybe I'll get hit by a car tonight.
Like it didn't happen. It sounds like you want it as a positive thing.
Yeah. It could be.
Explain that.
It's a hopeful song at its core. Yeah, I don't know.
like if you get hit by a car, someone's going to be thinking of you for forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, maybe not forever, but at some point.
Couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes all sense
of these,
to me.
These, I love these Ramonesy chords. That they're in every one of these tunes. I love those chords anyway. I could listen to anything, but these are great. And I love the restlessness and everything. Like, if getting hit by a car is better than what's happening now,
yeah,
it'll be different
for sure. Mm-hmm.
Just to shake things up. Yeah. And those chords always to me say, "Fuck this! I want to shake. I want something different to happen."
Yeah.
You know. Those are just like the official chords of. Fuck this shit.
Kevin, there's other ways to get noticed than getting hit by cars. That's what your mom and I want to... You have such a winning personality.
You really do,
and you're
honey.
Funny.
You're
and
so
you're handsome
charming.
And charming.
So sweet and kind.
So sweet.
I really... We want you to stop getting hit by cars.
Right.
You know what? I've had a lot of time, obviously, here in... hospital to think about why I've been doing this, and
good,
I think you're right.
Great.
Maybe I shouldn't get hit by cars anymore.
No.
I think I've been putting you guys through a lot of unnecessary trouble.
Honestly, well, that's true. I'm a little desensitized to it. I get a call from the police department. They're like, your son got hit by a car, and I'm like, oh, again?
I know. It's like, how big is the car now?
Yeah.
It's
not even.
It's a given that it's going to be a car.
It's time to up my game.
Oh, no, son. No. That's not what I meant.
We meant
want to get hit by a 2.5-ton truck.
Well, good luck finding one in this town.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Mary, don't challenge him.
Most light industrial trucks are 2.5 tons or higher curb weight. I can find that no problem. Just let me out of this.
Is that
bed.
Really who you want paying attention to you, a guy who's driving that kind of truck?
That's just it. They don't pay attention. All those drivers work in hellish schedules. It's pretty easy to get hit by a truck these days.
Then what's the point of it, Kevin?
Right, I thought you were trying to get attention. You don't even want the attention of these
attention,
people?
Yeah, whose attention do you want?
The
if
ER?
I can just raise a little awareness about people getting hit by vehicles.
I feel like there's a ton of awareness out there. Nobody purposefully gets hit by vehicles.
It's mostly awareness about our crazy son.
Yes.
The paper's starting to get a hold of this.
I'm getting dirty looks in book club.
Well, then, if this is pointless and I've been getting hit by cars and soon to be getting hit by trucks for no reason, then my whole idea here is dumb. This is just a dumb idea. Is that what
right.
you're trying to tell me?
I think...
We cut to a book club. Oh, Mary.
Oh, hi, Gwendolyn.
I hear your son got hit by a trar. A truck car.
I know what
the
a trar... I know what
a
trar is, Gwendolyn. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm aware of a trar. And yes, he did get hit. Thank you for your concern.
So it's he's movie on cars?
At this point, it's tacky.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, he's always getting himself hit and just taking the attention out of everything.
Cecilia.
We see what he's doing.
It's tacky.
I heard he tried to jump in front of a self-driving Uber the other day, and it thwarted his efforts.
Well,
He ran down the street, jumping in front of it and it missing him over and over again.
Look, my son, he's a smart boy, and he's a charming boy, and he's kind, and he wants to.
I'll give him that.
Yes, and he wants to raise awareness. What is your son doing, Gwendolyn? Huh? What is your son doing to raise awareness about people getting hit by cars?
My son is working at Mayo Clinic.
Ooh, a mayonnaise clinic. Ooh.
It is not a mayonnaise clinic.
Ooh, does he make mayonnaise every day?
No,
that's
not
what
son. He makes.
My son works at the mayonnaise factory.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you're just confusing everybody.
I got them confused. Well, fine. Then
we're looking out for you, Mary.
Well, I'm...
If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't know how strange your son is.
I know he's strange. I'm well aware of it. But he's my son, and I love him. And we've tried talking to him. He's not stopping his behavior.
Let's hit him in the head with our books.
No. With Cecilia. Wow. Hi, honey.
It looks like the driverless car thing has really caught on now. Now they're using driverless trucks for all sorts of light hauling, waste removal.
Right.
It's a nightmare.
Then I think maybe this is a sign that you should stop doing this. Please, Gwendolyn and Cecilia are up my ass at every book club.
Oh, my God. Just, oh, Gwendolyn was there?
Yes.
How's her son doing?
He's doing something with mayonnaise in a clinic. I don't know.
Ugh.
Anyway, please just...
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, it's a good point.
So you're not going to do it anymore?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to get a job in a mayonnaise factory and just live the rest of my life like everybody else.
We cut to the bar where all the union guys from the mayonnaise factory go after work.
Another round of beers and shots, boys?
Yeah, Sally.
Yeah.
You know how we like it.
Thank fucking God for the mayonnaise factory, or we'd all be on the street blowing bums.
That's right. Hey, new kid.
Huh?
Hey, you.
Yeah, what?
So, I heard you tried to jump in front of your own delivery truck today. What was that about?
Oh, it's just kind of a screw up there. I wasn't trying to do it, but I sort of jumped it. It was an impulse. I used to jump in front of cars a lot before I got a job. A good union job.
That's right. A good union job is staying in town. Don't leave in this country.
They're going to start giving our jobs to robots if we're all jumping out of the driver's seat trying to jump in front of our own car.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. Red?
That's red. I'm blue, and he's green.
Well, I won't do it again if that helps. I mean, I'm just trying to learn the ropes.
All right. Well, no one's jumping in front of anything here. We're staying in our seats.
Is that a threat?
Yeah. We're all staying in our seats. We notice the guy, he puts his shoulders back, but he refuses to get out of his bar stool. I'm not getting out of my seat.
All right. I'm not getting out of my seat then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let's see how the mayonnaise factory works now.
Whoa.
Wait, why are we doing this?
We cut to 2 days later. Neither of them have left their bar stools. Stubbornly holding on.
You know, there's kids in the Midwest trying to bite into a bologna sandwich, and there's nothing on it but bologna. This is what we're doing. It's ridiculous. We need to all get back to work.
Oh, I
see. It's the principle of the thing. It's the principle of the thing. I'm not getting out of this seat.
Tell those kids to eat fucking relish and goddamn mustard, because I'm not getting out of this seat. Fucking millennial union.
There's a lot of ladies drivers out there putting hot mayonnaise on roast beef sandwiches.
What?
1 month later. Hey, way to go, fuckheads. The fucking mayonnaise factory closed down. Now everyone's got to pay for their drinks.
God damn it.
That's all right. Assholes. I got a job at the Mayo Clinic.
Let's talk some more about that song.
I've been hit by a car. Have you guys been hit by a car?
Yes.
Yeah? What were you on?
Route 22 in Lake Zurich, Illinois. I was crossing. I thought you said, what was I on?
Yeah.
I was on Route 22.
Oh.
I meant like a bicycle or something. On foot crossing the street?
Yeah, I was scooting across the street against the light, and I was in seventh grade, and there was a bus in the left turn lane closest to me, the one I was kind of clearing the bus. That leaves a whole nother right lane that I didn't know anything about traffic-wise.
Right.
So as I clear the bus and enter now into the right lane of Route 22, a car that's going through the green light like a normal car would hits me. But the great thing is it hit me as it was already past me. So it didn't catch me full on. It just spun me around. You. And knocked me down, really knocked the wind out of me. I think I got a couple bruises out of the deal. And it was the look of horror on everyone's face. Like, every person at the intersection was like, oh, wow, we almost just saw a kid get killed for no good reason because I was doing the wrong thing.
I did the same thing. Well, I told my shrooming story last week. This is as a kid story. Going down the biggest hill in my neighborhood and ran a stop sign because...
Mm-hmm. You're on a skateboard?
Bicycle. Right. And because to stop at that stop sign would have been equally as treacherous on a fucking bicycle. It was such a fucking crazy hill. And I fucking ran a stop sign and this van hits me. And it must have stopped because it did hit me full on, but it must have stopped in time to not fully hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And the look of that woman's face when she came out and looked at me,
it was her life, right?
And then there was an extra element, and she's like, "Okay, I'm sorry," and it was my fault, and I don't even remember what I said to her. She goes, "I'm like, I was on my way to school." She's like, "I'll take you to school," and I was like, "No, no, no." She's no, I insist. She puts me in the van. The reason she's driving a van is her son is in a wheelchair. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa, yeah.
So she must have doubly, like, freaked out.
What a nightmare. I mean, what a nightmare we were. Both you and me, like, personally, we made these people miserable for no... They were doing nothing wrong at all. Yeah. And like a kid appears in front of their car. It's like, it's a night.
It is a nightmare.
Oh, I'll never forget the look on the driver's face, like the crossing guard. Everybody was
like... Oh, my God, it's terror.
You're the monster. In that thing. And that's a hard thing to accept when you're in seventh grade, that you just almost, one, died, and two, everybody was going to be bummed out. Who knows how many suicides would have resulted from my car accident. There's just a crossing guard just like haunted for the rest of his life, and he's just like, I can't take it anymore.
It's like Colleen look on her face right now. She's saying a whole other level to her song. We're extrapolating on your lyrics.
Good. I'm glad you're both okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. That isn't even the most dangerous thing I did. We used to hide. There was an elevated train track in my neighborhood, and we used to hide under it or just kind of scooch down into there. Mm-hmm. And because it was cool to watch the trains go by. These trains were going by less than a foot or two from where we were.
Whoa.
And we're just like really little kids, 5, 6 years old. Incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
Bunch of little rascals.
When I was a little kid, I used to put coins on the train tracks, and the trains would go over and make big fat coins.
You, wait a minute. I thought what I did was dangerous. You defaced U.S. currency, you monster.
That's right.
No wonder.
You know why? Because I don't like this country, and I don't like its laws. I don't respect anything. I'll take a fiver and put it right in my butt.
Oh, what? In your butt?
Yeah, I'll roll up a $5 bill and stick it right in my butt.
I was telling about this guy. He's the most punk rock guy around.
That's insane. I mean, I got a tattoo on my face. Like,
that's not like, nothing, man. He works for a whole week, gets his paycheck, and just sticks it right up his asshole and doesn't spend one dime of it.
That's never. Crazy.
That's punk, man. You're punk.
I never spend any of that money. Any of my concert money.
That's punk.
It's all going to my ass.
Not making money, not using it at all.
Man. I mean, I dropped acid and operated heavy machinery, but that's nothing compared to this, compared to like not depositing a paycheck in an appropriate amount of time.
I'll put a $1 bill in a paper shredder, and I'll keep that in a fish tank. And I'll check. I go, look at this.
You'll keep the shredded $1 bill in a fish tank?
That's what I think about money.
Holy shit, dude.
I once saw him pull up to a parking meter, take like a handful of quarters out of his pocket, whip it up in the air, and then jam a pocket knife into the parking meter.
What? You didn't even put the quarters in the meter?
You could have.
Yeah, do you have an ear infection? Because
actually,
that's true what he just said.
Actually, I do.
She does.
Your right ear looks like red.
Yeah, it's because it's infected.
You got to take care of that.
That's
punk, though. It'll sort itself out.
That's super punk.
Yeah, put an earring in there.
Just let it. Just let that ear get infected.
Oh, this is a challenge, man.
Yeah, I
guess. She says she's more punk rock because she doesn't take care of herself, but you're more punk rock because you don't care about currency.
I only go to the doctor semi-annually.
I'm going to go put my scrotum on the train track and let the train roll over.
That's not currency.
It is to some people. Hey-o!
Oh, God.
Stop it.
Quit those jokes. We're talking serious.
God damn it. You are banned from the punk community.
No.
We don't joke around.
But I invented the split-split high five. Mm-mm. You can't ban
disco.
Me.
Disco. That's a disco dance.
No, that was the birth of punk rock.
That was the birth of punk rock, man.
Dude.
That was the transition song.
Listen, I have
bullshit. That was disco, dude. They lied to you.
What? That was
the
song.
I was split, split, high five. I was on the fucking Mike Douglas show, dude. I was the birth of punk rock. Everyone knows it.
What did you follow that up with?
And
she goes into her head. Her eyes get glassy eyed. She thinks back to that moment.
Going into the past.
In 1977 when when she had that one hit and everyone was waiting for her sophomore effort, what would be the next punk rock song? All the bands were racing. The Damn put out New Rose. The Sex Pistols put out Anarchy in the UK.
Dang it.
Was time for her to release her big punk rock.
Look, I have an idea. I have an idea for a song. Guys, my managers and my recording agents.
I'm the publicist. I'll do whatever you want, honey. Just get it going.
Okay, well, it's going to be hard for me to follow up Split Split High Five, but I have an idea for a song, and I feel like there's a lot of pressure to get something out there that's really punk rock. So.
Give me something to get
it. Whatever it is, it's important to you. It doesn't matter. Well, you're so good, you could sing the bus schedule on it.
Express yourself, honey. Every time you do, money comes down from the sky.
You're the only punk in town with all these kind of representatives, so you should be the best.
I'm farting through silk because of your punk rock, honey. You keep up the good work.
God. Okay.
So what's it going to be?
Farting through silk. Hey, wait a minute. I like the sound of that. Farting through silk. What do you guys think of that? Fart through silk. Drink a lot of milk. Breathe in, breathe out. That's a day.
That's punk rock, all right.
Colleen Green, thanks for coming up and putting up with our immaturity. But of course, you want to grow up, and it's okay being around immature comedians like us, right?
It was an honor.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
The secret is you don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
That's the secret. Yeah.
Have you been listening?
Look at us. We're also wearing t-shirts. Words on them. Colleen, you said you have a new EP coming out, or is it out already?
Well, I had an EP come out in May of 2016, but it only came out on cassette.
So, oh my gosh, look at you. That's very coy.
I'm sorry, but it's going to come out on vinyl, though, and like stuff.
What are you doing putting something out on cassette? Like, who can enjoy that?
People with cassette players.
When is
But it's on iTunes, though, too.
Okay, that's fair.
When is the 78 coming out?
Or what's that?
That's how far ahead. Yeah, acetate cylinders.
Like the Thomas Edison ones. Yeah.
Man sneezing.
So where do we find you? What's your website?
I don't have a website, but if you just Google Colleen Green,
there you go.
You can. It's on there.
And I've listened to you on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. You can listen on Spotify too, on iTunes or whatever.
You have cassette Spotify?
Yeah, I have cassette Spotify. It's a lot of work, but you know, it's worth it.
I want a disc man. That was my jam, but they don't make them anymore.
You want one right now?
Yeah, I want one again because I still listen to CDs.
Oh.
Ooh, I might have one.
For real?
I'll bring it to the theater if I find it. I think I do have it. Yeah.
I've got a DVD player.
Stop it.
I think
it.
I have it.
Stop
I
it.
I do still have one. I don't know why. I didn't throw it out because it seemed shitty to throw up.
Yeah.
This man.
Yeah,
I liked it so much. Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't jog with it.
It bounced around too much.
Not a problem.
The first ones you couldn't move.
No, I know. And it had a little thing that I can't remember what it was called, like the stabilizer or something. You push the button. And I was like, why not just have the stabilizer on all the time?
No, let's keep it optional. Let's keep that optional. Some people like skipping.
Some people love it when it bops around.
I had to put it on a pillow in my back seat.
Oh, right, when you're driving? Oh,
on eBay, the Discman is listed as a vintage CD player.
Yeah, how much? Yeah.
169 for this one.
Good thing you hung on to yours.
Holy shit.
I hope I'm right. I'm pretty sure I am. I'll be happy to hear it. That's $169.
There are cheaper ones.
That's crazy.
Mine's in good shape.
Stabilizer
function optional.
What's your medium, Colleen? Your vinyl? What do you listen to your stuff on, vinyl?
I don't really listen to music that much, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
What do you do with your time? Poetry?
Not a whole lot. No, I...
Comedy?
I make music.
Mm-hmm.
And make sit and shit. Stare at the wall.
There you go.
And hope I'll get hit by cars and such.
And we'll break it down for you anytime you do. Cool. Horatio, what are you plugging? When's your show come on?
My show comes out April 25th.
Oh.
It's called Great News.
Mm.
Everybody watch it. NBC.
Mm.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you.
Kevin, what do you got going? You have a date yet?
Review?
I don't believe there's an air date just yet, but yeah, exactly. Everyone get mad. Review season 3 soon. The sooner, the better. Throw a shit fit if it's not, if there's no air date.
Where
by the
can
time
I
you
go like to complain about something like this?
Yeah, petition.
Like the Comedy Central?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Santa Monica and throw a brick at them or something?
Exactly. Yeah, why not?
That's a good way to protest.
That's how we're going to start, yeah.
Let's get their, you know what? Get their attention. Why not?
Yeah. Mary?
Season 3.
Yeah. You can watch both seasons, 2 seasons of Blunt Talker on Stars
we can't,
app.
We can't plug 2 full seasons.
Well, they're both out there.
Really? Holy shit, that's a lot to ask folks, but 2 seasons.
Well, please watch every single episode, okay. And that's what I'm plugging.
Is it over this season? Are we moving into a third?
We're not sure yet, but the second season just finished airing, so
nice.
So all the episodes.
It sounds nice. So that when you make your episodes, they just air them. They just put them on.
They just put them on.
That's remarkable.
Exactly. Isn't that cool?
Veep, new character on Veep, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! Yeah. Thank you.
And humans.
What are you doing, man?
The UCB show, season 2, is coming out in January. Got to check it out on CISO. So many good projects. We're probably past Christmas right now, but also check out Andy Richter's Home for the Holidays. Brett, you want to plug anything? Honus?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually filming a music video today so for Honus.
Oh.
I'm not filming. I'm like making
You're in
a
it.
Little cameo in it. Yeah.
But I wonder why you cleaned up. Unusually nice.
Santa
today.
Monica, the song is called. So look out for that video. And the new album is great. Get that.
All right. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is holding a nationwide improv contest. Check out www.contestforimprovforhumans.com for details. Be a good human and subscribe to CISO.com today. Season 2 of the UCB show is out now, featuring many Improv for Humans regulars. This has been Improv for Humans.
Friends, why not take a trip to Spontaneanation, where hours of listening pleasure await you. Hours made up of moments. Moments like these. Celia, please stop crying. Please.
Oh, God.
Please. You have been playing this same role for so long.
My reputation.
No one will. Every actor at some point has to let the understudy take over.
No. No, they don't. No. Ethel Merman never did.
Yes, I did.
What? The ghost of Ethel Merman is here.
Hello.
Miss Merman.
How's it going?
A big fan.
Huge.
Why is your ghost haunting this theater in Paris?
Because everything's coming up.
Thank you, Ethel. Thank you. Do you see, Francois?
I feel as if I have been shamed by a ghost.
Listen to Spontaneanation with me, Paul F. Tompkins, on Earwolf, iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. 8 knots.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer. Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the 8th Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.